Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Well, the cattle futures market today ended up pretty quiet all day long. We were up five in December at 138.22. Still no deliveries against the December live cattle. The oldest date is October 22nd of last year. So with the cash market, somewhere last week was 142. They're asking 144 currently. That's quite a bit above the December live cattle futures, which are 138.22. So not expecting deliveries at this point, but that can start at any time. The oldest date was over a year ago, so it's kind of interesting to see that. We have seen some interest in getting long December live cattle futures in order to, basically daring people to deliver. But February was down 42 at 139.22. The April's down 42 at 142.45. Feeder cattle were 22 lower in January at 165.05. March is down 47 at 167.45. April's down 52 cents at 170.20. Midday box beef down 2.93 on choice at 269.60. So box beef is kind of had some headwinds here. Select down 89 cents at 256.96. Oklahoma City yesterday had 18,000 head. So early it was like 12.5 and then 15,000 ended up being 18,000 and steady to three higher. So we're quite a big market there in Oklahoma City yesterday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, today's grain futures market ended up mixed. We had corn anywhere from 2 to 2.5 higher. March corn up 2.5 at 586. Soybean markets were down hard in January, down 11.25. March is down 8.25. May's down 8.25. So under a little pressure there, the Chicago wheat 2 to 4 higher. Kansas City wheat was 3 to 6 higher. July of next year ended up 3.25 higher at 818.25. Been a pretty steady range there for the last five or so days, and we're right here at these critical moving averages without any real significant rainfall in the forecast, and we're really starting to hurt in terms of our wheat crop. So there is some pretty good tension here in the hard red winter wheat belt. The Minneapolis wheat was 3 to 8 higher. The cotton futures today ended up down 74 in December, down 64 in March at 106.37. These outside markets are on the move today. We have the crude oil futures up pretty sharply here. The January, which is the front month, crude oil was up $2.40 at $71.89. Natural gas bouncing slightly here, up 7.5. Today we had several things go on. We have the ethanol mandate change here. It looks like they're going to reduce overall biofuel mandates. 12.6 million. They had been running about 19 million. So quite a big reduction there for the corn usage.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves some central risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.